Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Survival Mode Exit, Thrive Mode Activated. I'm so pumped you're here because today we're diving into something super important. Healthy relationships and boundaries. You know that feeling when you walk out of a conversation or an interaction and just feel drained? Or maybe your friendships feel more like a chore than a joy? You're not alone. Navigating relationships, whether they're with friends, family, or romantic partners, can be a total roller coaster. But guess what? We don't have to settle for draining or unbalanced connections. We can learn to cultivate relationships that actually bring us joy, support our growth, and leave us feeling energized, not exhausted. So buckle up because we're about to unpack 5 key takeaways that will help you create a thriving social circle and set those boundaries like a boss. First up, awareness is everything. It's about tuning into your own needs and recognizing patterns in your relationships. Ever notice how certain people always leave you feeling less than? Or maybe you find yourself constantly giving but rarely receiving? This isn't about playing the victim. It's about becoming aware of what energizes you and what drains you. Think of it like a relationship audit. Take stock of who brings positivity, support, and mutual respect into your life versus those who consistently leave you feeling depleted. Number 2. Communication is key. It's not always easy, but learning to communicate your needs and expectations clearly is crucial for building healthy relationships. Remember, clear communication doesn't mean being aggressive or confrontational. It means expressing yourself honestly and respectfully. Think about those times when you felt unheard or misunderstood. What could you have said differently? How can you be more assertive while still being kind? Third, boundaries are your best friend. Setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-care. It's about defining what you're comfortable with and communicating it to others. This could involve saying no to requests that drain your energy, limiting contact with toxic people, or simply making time for yourself to recharge. Imagine a fence around your emotional well-being. Boundaries are the posts and wires that keep things safe and protected. Next up, focus on quality over quantity. It's not about having a massive social circle. It's about cultivating deep, meaningful connections with people who truly understand you and support your growth. Think of it like investing in a few high-quality friendships rather than spreading yourself thin across many superficial connections. And finally, remember that relationships take work. Just like any important aspect of life, they require effort, attention, and nurturing. Don't be afraid to check in with your loved ones, express your appreciation, and make time for shared experiences. Remember, a little investment can go a long way in building strong and lasting connections. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at a party surrounded by people, but you feel drained because the conversation is all about gossip and negativity. You start feeling like you have to walk on eggshells just to avoid conflict. That's where boundaries come in. Instead of staying stuck in that draining energy vortex, you could politely excuse yourself and find someone having a more positive and engaging conversation. You might even use this as an opportunity to connect with someone new who shares your interests. By setting a boundary, choosing to prioritize your own well-being, you create space for more fulfilling interactions. Remember, everyone deserves to be treated with respect and kindness. But that doesn't mean sacrificing your own needs or allowing yourself to be taken advantage of. By cultivating healthy relationships and setting clear boundaries, you empower yourself to live a happier, more authentic life filled with genuine connections that uplift and inspire you. So go out there, set those boundaries like a boss, and create the kind of relationships that make your heart sing. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends who could use a little relationship boost. And if you have any questions or want to share your own experiences, hit me up on social media. I'm always here for the conversation. Until next time, keep thriving.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.